As we talked about a little bit earlier, Santiago Julian Bueno is in the studio with us right now, and the unspeakable happened to you last Friday night into Saturday morning. You and your brother were at a Near North Side River North bar, Richards, a famous, some might say infamous bar that is in this little triangle district over there. And the and as you guys described it, because I've been there a billion times too, it's just one of those places. It's like an older crowd. It's a little more mellow. It's not like a nightclub, but it's got a certain energy to it and a certain kind of grit to it that you just don't find anymore, right? I mean, that's one of the reasons you and your brother met there. And,
yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 29. I'll be 30 in August.
Right. And he is 30, right? He
was 30.
And his name is Ken. And so you met him at the bar. You guys were drinking, and I want you to pick it up from there. He went dancing, right, on the...
Oh, yeah. So, typically, you know, starting out like a regular day, I was working. Kenny was also working. I had received some news and accepted a job offer at Floyd Mayweather's new and upcoming gym in River North. But on top of that...
You're a mixed martial arts guy, right?
I am a mixed martial arts guy.
Okay.
On top of that, I had also accepted a job offer as a high school football and wrestling coach. So those are extreme, amazing accomplishments to further your career as a leader in what you're doing. And I had noticed that Kenny sent a Snapchat to me showing me he was close in the area.
So you guys are getting ready to celebrate.
Yeah.
His two brothers were.
He didn't know about it yet, so I was just going to go up there only to show him the good news.
Yeah.
While I met him up there, he was in his dance mode. Kenny's a real relaxed, just loving guy. And that's not putting any icing on the cake for the fact of the matter of what happened. He genuinely just, he loves his music. He loves being in the atmosphere. And he just loves, you know, our parents and our family, they're a little older. There's not too many young guns. So it's enlightening to see him even on his last day smiling, dancing.
Wow. So at that point, he was dancing. And did he get into an argument while he was, and there's not really a dance floor there, it's just the bar.
It's an open space.
Right, it's an open space, and people, there's a jukebox, and people put, you know, songs on, and it's a tight bar, too. It's not a gigantic bar. Was there an altercation between he and this other man?
Very brief, seeing it, because there's music playing in the
it's
background.
Loud.
Yeah, it's loud, and it's you know, it's a little after 10:30, so it's getting packed. It's about bar hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'd seen the two gentlemen talking, my brother and the attacker.
Yeah.
You can't hear it, but it was just like a real pausing moment, and then just
seemed
right
aggressive.
Away, just right away, just he jumps on Kenny, and there's no bouncer there, so I had to, you know, move a couple people out the way in that very short time and just pull them off of my brother. And, you know, typically I feel... anyone usually would just start retaliating and attack the other person back. That's your loved one. I get it. For me, I'd worked as a bouncer and I'm a martial artist, so I did the proper thing. I want to find out what was wrong. So I grabbed the guy, put him against the jukebox. I'm asking Kenny because he was just getting beat. I was like, hey, tell me what happened. He's not responding because, this guy is significantly way bigger than my brother. My brother is 120 pounds.
Right.
Just a tiny guy. And the other guy is bigger than me. I was 230 at one point, so I know this guy's bigger than that.
So, okay. So, 2.5. So, does that guy calm down? What happens at that point?
He was sitting there just kind of looking, a little resistance, but I'm holding him back just to see what's wrong. Because I felt, assessing the situation, not knowing what happened, I wanted to really quickly, if I feel we're in the wrong, we're leaving. If I feel this guy's in the wrong, he should have to leave, just professionally.
Okay.
You know, as I said, I came there to share good news with my brother.
Right. Your right to be out there that night. It's your right to be out there that night.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Finally, the bouncers came back, you know. Or not, I'm sorry, not the bouncers, the bartenders. There's no bouncer there, which was my question.
Yeah.
And
these bartenders have been there for a lot of them have been there for a long time, and they've seen these things.
Exactly, they've seen these things. But if you weren't watching, you know, you're trying, I get it, my brother is growing attention to himself, he's yelling, but they were pushing him to go out. I was like, well, he was just getting beat up. Let's find out what happened. And then I was like, you know what, let's make this easy. I pushed the guy, nudging him. I was like, you know what, just get the hell out of here. He didn't want to leave. He's kind of saying some words. I'm not really listening. I'm just like, you know what? Just get out. We've seen what you did. Just get out.
Yeah.
Right away after that, the bartenders are talking to my brother. They're telling him things. And
this guy had left. The attacker had left at this point.
Yeah, just not right away. He was right. still
mulling around out. And then finally get out. All right, hold on 1 second. We'll come right back. Mm-hmm. Julian Bueno is with us. We're talking about this incident that happened at Richard's Bar last weekend that has made now national news in which you lost your brother in this. And we'll talk about exactly how that happened coming up in just a minute. But first, let's talk to Lauren about what's happening in the traffic and weather. Rokan Show on 720 WGN. We're talking to Julian Bueno. He is the brother of Ken Paterimos, who was murdered, killed, I would say, because he's not been charged. The attacker has not been charged with murder yet. But he was killed early Saturday morning, Friday night into Saturday morning, at Richard's Bar in River North. And we were just talking, and let me just recap the story very quickly. You guys were celebrating a couple of things that happened very well, great for you. Job as a teacher and a coach in the Chicago public school system, as well as an offer to work part-time at the new Floyd Mayweather boxing facility here, which is super cool. You're a mixed martial artist, and you and your brother, who's a slighter guy, 120 pounds, more of a free spirit type, gets into an altercation with a guy in the bar. While there was dancing on the floor and a guy in the bar, and then eventually you separated those two. The bar gets involved. Nobody saw what initially happened, so they couldn't figure out who to kick out. So eventually you kick the guy, the big guy, out. This guy's about 250 pounds, and your brother's about 120. You kick that guy out of the bar. Now, your brother decides he's going to go out and have a cigarette, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he wants to step outside. What happens then?
It literally, within the blink of an eye, it felt like maybe 10 seconds, 20 tops, that he stumbles back in the bar. I just think he maybe tripped over himself. But around that time, right before he steps, I was like, oh, damn it. They just stepped out the same door. Let me go find out what happened. Stumbles back in the door, a bloody mess. It's dramatic. It's very dramatic, the amount of blood loss. I had only seen the neck stabbing, but within seconds, I rushed to his aid, trying to move out people out the way. Again, it's later in the night, so it's getting packed. I go to grab him, and as I'm grabbing him, I just quickly ask as fast as I can, what happened? Talk to me. And he's really irresponsive. He's just muttering. And, within seconds, obviously, something's wrong. There's someone bloody. It's a puddle all over you. Within those seconds, I have to decide to let my brother die in my arms or go after the man who did this to you.
Because at that moment, Julian, you were certain he was going to die?
Yeah, I had went to school for EMT / paramedic for a very small amount of time. I did some ride-alongs, but we study, and you can see when things are dramatically bad and you need to attend to it quick.
Right. And he'd been stabbed multiple times, 7 times, right?
With a box cutter? Is what I'm seeing from the reports, yeah.
Yeah, and a couple times in the back of the head, in the neck, the collarbone area. Clearly, it must have hit the carotid artery or something like that, because it was arterial bleeding because it was happening so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're holding on to him. And in that moment, I want to go back to this. In that moment, you had to make that split-second decision about leaving him and catching the bad guy.
Yeah. That's a hard one. I wouldn't wish that on anyone, and it shouldn't happen to anyone, but those were the only thoughts in my head, is to let him die and take those last few breaths or run after this guy. And I did what I thought was right for not only my brother, but as a human.
For justice.
Our state, our city has enough of this crap. And, sorry.
It's all right.
I just had to. I had to go find him, and I found him. And the easy notable thing was I just kicked this guy out the bar, and he is walking on the sidewalk with the knife, the box cutter, in his hand with the grip still. It's out in the open. This is not a regular person.
So what did you do?
I tackled him down.
So you ran. Could he sense that he was being chased or no?
I'm not certain. I'm not certain what his state of mind was, but he was trying to get away.
Yeah. He was moving. I read in the report that he was walking briskly away.
He was right by the alley. Mm-hmm. If I would have missed it by a split second, he could have turned it and been gone.
Right. So you catch him, you tackle him to the ground, and because of you used your mixed martial arts training to hold him down, to pin him down?
Yeah.
And police arrived in what period of time then?
It felt like forever. I'm yelling when I got this guy down, call the cops, and I could, you know, it took forever for the cops to get there. And while I'm yelling, you know, this guy still has the knife in his hand, so I had to defend myself as well, because that arm came up when I bent to the ground with him. I mm-hmm. fell with him on the ground. So the arm that came up toward me, he could have tried to punch me or stab me, but he has that knife in his hand, so I had to take that back and pin it right back down. It just felt like forever. The cops came, and he chucked it under the car, and I'm having to scream at the police. I'm not the attacker, because there's a lot of mistakes that can happen with the police. It's a fast thing that happens. Right. So I'm trying to verbalize when these cops are getting out the car. We're the ones who called the cops. This is a guy with a knife, so something doesn't happen to me. You can get shot or mistaken for something that's going on, and I'm on top of a male.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So how did they react then?
One of the cops looked under the car just to see, and then the other one came to the aid, and I just backed off and let him go. But as I did that, I went running directly by my brother, and just that sense of knowing it's too late is right inside of you, and I still can't breathe. I had to run right by him, and already right then his face is pale and he's just laying there. And the medical response team wasn't there then yet. I can see them in the distance, so I'm in the middle of the street just jumping, flagging them down. And it's not their fault. I felt like they took their time when they got out the car. But, I was also in that field, so I know you have to take the protocol and the measures
to get your
tools that you need.
Yeah. So they came in. They placed him on the stretcher, and they took him to the hospital. Do you believe that he had passed away at that point?
I felt he had passed when I had originally had him in my hand when he stumbled in the door.
Yeah. And now let's flash forward. The police take the attacker into custody, the guy with the box cutter into custody. Mm-hmm. They held him, they questioned him, and then they released him, not charged, Sunday.
Yeah, I don't understand that. We gave them, and even in my mother's words, we gave them your murderer with the weapon on a silver platter. There's witnesses there, from my understanding. There's people that are also not talking at the bar. I don't understand what's going on with this. And then there's even, you know, other reporters helping that are showing me his background. He's done this before at another bar with a pistol. We have all the evidence to put this guy where he needs to be. There's a place for people like this. And they're not people. These are criminals. I don't get why he's not being charged at all.
And also part of the reporting today is that he at one point had been a U.S. Marine and that he had been diagnosed with PTSD. Not that that makes a difference if you kill a civilian back here in the United States, right? I mean, that's that in a situation like this. But they're going to make the argument, and I think at this point, it's kind of up to the state's attorney's office to make a decision about how they're going to proceed on the charges here. It's not the police that charge. It's the state's attorney that charge. Have you been able to talk to any of the state's attorneys?
I talked to two different state's attorneys. One was being completely disrespectful. I don't want to go into it. My mother taught me to not say anything to or about someone if it's not nice to say. Mm-hmm. And then there was a young lady who was more professional that I spoke with, and we had to do a video, you know, recording of my statement.
We're going to continue to follow this story, Julian, because justice needs to be done here. And I appreciate you coming in and telling your side of the story and telling, you know, and I know how difficult this is. Not even a week, right? It's less than a week since this all happened. And the stress and the pressure of all that has to be immense. So I cannot tell you how much I respect you for coming in here and doing this. And we'll stay in touch and we'll figure out where we're going to go from here.
Thank you.
All right. You've got some friends. Julian Bueno. And the story of his brother, Kenny, who was killed last Friday night at Richard's Bar in River North. We'll be back right after this.